Art Lewis in your home studio, and I wanted to take a moment to actually follow up on something you talked about yesterday while in your home studio broadcast, Art Lewis.
Oh, what was that?
It's actually something I was going to mention yesterday, and I didn't have a chance to. Just see, I was intrigued, and since I know you as a drone owner, we're paying attention to the story.
Yeah.
So there's a story out, is if I'm hearing correctly, that the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, recently releasing some new rulings for drones and IDs.
Right.
And wanting to require drones to broadcast locations as they fly. If I understand, it's to help make the airspaces safer and allow for more complex operations, including they're talking about something that would be called a digital license plate.
Yeah. Yeah, they modified the original intent because they heard from 50,000 drone owners that weren't happy.
Oh, really? What was the original intent?
To broadcast, literally broadcast it, wide broadcast. They've narrowed it now so that it's a narrow broadcast to within the controller range, so to speak. In other words, not something you can pick up somewhere else, but you have to be pretty much on site to pick it up.
So is there privacy concerns about
this? Here's what it will do. It will broadcast a digital license plate. It can be read by a cell phone. There'll be a cell phone app. And the general public will be able to see the general license plate, so to speak. But they will not be able to access the database that tells you who owns that license plate. They've been trying for years to affect controls. A lot of it has to do with people who disregard the rules that are in place already. And it makes it hard on everybody else who flies properly.
Well, with the more prominence of drones that we are from companies themselves, I mean, there have been certainly a lot of companies that have been utilized, and people who pleasure craft, as you do. Is there a need of some kind of airspace regulation for drones? It sounds funny. It's like regarding airspace for airplanes.
Well, yeah. There already is. I mean, there already is. You're restricted as a drone operator, as a private citizen, a hobby dronist. All right. If you fly your drone for hobby, you're restricted to first of all line of sight. Secondly, 400 feet elevation, no more. Above the ground. You are not allowed to fly over people. You're not allowed to fly within 5 miles of an airport. Those are basic rules, you know, and they've been there since the beginning. And at the time, the rule was if you owned a drone that was slightly over a half a pound in weight, you had to register it with the FAA. So my drone has an FAA registration number, which you tape on the outside of your drone. It's not quite the same as an airplane ID number. Those are much shorter, but this is it's probably 12, 14 digits that is taped on the outside of my drone. And I think it cost $5 or something like that at the time. And I think it was 2 years and you had to re-register. So that's always been there. But now, the newest drones that are being manufactured will have to have the capability eventually. The deadline to have it all done is 2023. And new drones will have to have the capability to have that digital license. If you have an older drone like I do that does not have the built-in capability, you will have to add a module to it that will have the capability. So who knows? I mean, you know, and again... It's you know, what's it worth to fly the drone? I don't know.
And that's what I'm wondering. You know, it's amusing on one hand, although, again, since I'm not a drone operator myself, I mean, commercially, I can understand where if it continues to, no pun intended, take off and become something that's utilized more, I can understand that there would be concern about
it. Well, if you're flying commercially, I mean, pilots that fly drones for a living, if you charge anybody anything, you're supposed to have a Part 107 license. And to get that license, you have to, in effect, almost do ground school for a regular pilot. You have to learn the charts. You have to learn weather. You have to learn airport restrictions. You have to learn all kinds of things just to fly your drone professionally. And if you have a Part 107 license, you can apply for variances to fly over people, to fly within a five-mile airspace of the airport, to do certain things. You need a variance to do it, but you can apply for it, and usually you get it. There are a number of restrictions in place. It's the people who disregard the restrictions that make it tough on everybody else. That's always been the case.
I'll go back to the commercial aspect. You know, you talked about all the things that are in place, though. I mean, so how does a company like Amazon, for example, using a delivery drone, they're not...
They're licensed.
Yeah, but so they'd have to follow all those protocols in order to send them
well,
long distances.
They probably end up with with some kind of a certificate of authority that allows them to do it, because they've already had discussions with the FAA about it. For example, the state police fly under what is called a COA, or a certificate of authority, that allows them to fly where others may not be able to fly, or fly in ways others may not be able to, because they use those drones at crime scenes and what have you, and sometimes they're within air restrictions. FAA, you know, has been trying for years to control the, not so much the professional side of it, because the professionals, that's how they earn their living. So they're gonna maintain the rules. They're trying to control the amateur side of it, where sometimes people don't. I went to an outdoor concert years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago now, in Frankenmuth. And some youngster was there flying his drone over the crowd. And it was a pretty good-sized drone. It was a DJI drone, one of the big drones. He's flying it over the crowd and buzzing the crowd and doing all kinds of things till somebody finally went up to him and said, hey, cut it out, you know. And, you know, it was innocent enough. I mean, he probably didn't even know
he was
violating the FAA
clue.
Rules. But the bottom line is that happens all over the place. And, you know, the kid may have been innocent about it, but others maybe not so innocent, you know. So it's you're all, you know, if you fly one, you're caught between the rock and the hard place. You follow the rules. You do what you have to do.
Or you break the rules.
Or you put it away and forget it.
Or you break the rules and say, I don't know.
Or you break the rules. Yeah, right, yeah. But so,
okay, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, because I see them all over the place, too. And when I saw this, I'm like, you know, further crackdown.
Yep. Yeah, but I just cracked the surface of it yesterday, so I really haven't delved into the nitty gritty of it. I will do that, but I thought it was interesting.
Wow, everything you want to know and maybe don't want to know when
and
it comes
don't want to know.
See,
wow.
And since I'm never going to fly a drone, I won't have to know.
I feel like I just took a seminar course.
There's a quiz coming up at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's a fun hobby. It's a fun hobby, and, you know, it's a good time.
It's 8:51 on WSW. Appreciate that, though, just to know what some people are going through when it comes to their hobby. If my hobby entails that, it's not going to be my hobby. I'm sorry.